So holidays are back. So are the scammers. Let's talk safety ahead of Black Friday and all the holiday shopping. Ian, what are the scammers doing to dupe shoppers this year?
Oh my gosh, they're getting really aggressive already. In fact, I've been tweeting out a couple of examples I've run across. I got in my personal civilian email a fake ad for something from Walmart. I've gotten them from Home Depot, and these are all, the email looks like it's legitimately from them, and it looks like a normal ad from these companies. But if you were to click the link, it would send you to a website that looks like it's Home Depot or Walmart or whomever, but it's actually a scammer. And if they get your credit card information, they immediately go and on a shopping spree and try and use it. So the first thing that we at CNET recommend is that if you get an email or any sort of message, right, text message, even an alert from an app that says, hey, this thing, it's really cool, you should buy it, and you agree and you want to buy it, you should go directly to the website. You should not click on the link that you are given, because so many of these scammers are looking for that opportunity where you're enthusiastic, right? You're like, oh my gosh, it's 20, 30, 40% off. I got to get it now. And you might click when you're not thinking, and that's when they get you.
All right. I was going to ask you about that. I get all sorts of emails and texts about my so-called account at one of these big box retailers, and
yeah,
also UPS and USPS. Oh, we have your package. And, you know, we're all ordering stuff. So no good.
No good. And I mean, the standard rules always apply, right? If you get a attached thing in your email that you don't know who it's from, or it's from someone suspicious, or frankly, someone you don't do business with, you want to avoid opening it. We've seen even examples where scammers have been able to break into companies, like there was a pool company once that got broken into that, you know, installs pools. The hackers watched as they were sending and receiving email, then started making emails that were very similar to some of the people who were working in the admin office. So that way they could send a reliable, believable email to one of their customers saying, hey, you haven't finished your payment. Send us your information now. And they got $90,000. So these things do happen. And they happen, unfortunately, way too often. And, you know, look, the credit card companies usually make you whole and all of that, but it's a lot of stress that you don't need during the holidays.
All right, maybe avoid all the tech connections and go to Small Business Saturday and support your local brick and mortar places.
Absolutely helps. Yes, absolutely.
Thanksgiving, always a big weekend for the box office. We're hearing that Amazon's getting into the theatrical releases. What's up?
Yeah. So even though, you know, you may have already noticed, if you're an Amazon Prime member, right, you're paying $130 a year, and you've seen that they released quite a few movies, and they also spent a kajillion dollars, it felt like, on the Lord of the Rings TV series. It looks like Amazon wants to go a step further, and they're willing to invest $1 billion with a B in having regular releases in the theaters. Now, this is really big, because even though all of these streaming services, right, Apple, Amazon, they are all releasing normal movies at this point at a pretty decent clip, they are not putting them in the theaters as much. So this would be an escalation. But they're all trying to chase that Top Gun Maverick moment, right, that did really well in the theaters. And they think, okay, even if ticket sales are going down, we can win. So that's what they're hoping for.
All right. Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving, Ian.
You as well.